The 60 apartments are located on Madison's east side. Residents will have a library, computer services, and wellness center on site. The formerly homeless tenants will be chosen based on vulnerability and without having to meet requirements like sobriety. They will pay no more than 30% of their income for rent, says Michael Goldberg. He's executive director of Heartland Housing. It's a nonprofit anti-poverty organization which developed the Madison Project.
Those rental subsidies will stay with the building, so this building will always remain affordable.
Workers are still putting finishing touches on the building, but already some have moved in because affordable housing is hard to come by in Madison. 25 units will be reserved for homeless veterans. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.